A very important story. Not under the radar yesterday because of Brexit, but didn't get the coverage that it probably should have got because we were all convulsed by what was happening in Westminster. It's about the board in charge of getting the new National Children's Hospital off the ground and their appearance before the Oireachtas Health Committee. They were brought in because the cost of opening the doors of the new hospital in, 3 years' time, has skyrocketed to 1.7 billion euro. Now, less than 4 years ago, when it was agreed the hospital was going there, it was only going to be 650. So how did this long-running saga get to this point, and are we any clearer on why the costs have spiralled to over a billion? Our reporter, Aideen Finnegan, has been looking back for a quick recap.
2006, the year Niall's Barkley Crazy was topping the charts, Bertie Ahern was Taoiseach, Steve Staunton was announced as manager of the Republic of Ireland football team, and the Mater Hospital on Dublin's north side was chosen as the site for the new National Children's Hospital. There were ructions over the decision, with groups protesting the site was totally unsuitable, but Health Minister Mary Harney persisted.
The one thing that the parents of sick children have said to me is, we don't care where it is, get on and do it.
A year later, in 2007, the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board was established to oversee the design, building and equipping of the hospital. There were a number of changes to the lineup. There was a resignation in 2010, the year of the Ashcloud crisis and the bailout, and again in 2011. In 2012, Ellie Goulding was topping the charts. Everyone was flocking to the cinema to see a silent movie called The Artist, and on board Planola rejected the planning application for the Mater site.
The Health Minister says the Mater Hospital site is still being considered for the proposed National Children's Hospital, despite it being refused planning permission today. On board Planola says the hospital would have had a profoundly negative impact on the appearance and visual amenity of the Dublin skyline.
Later that year, an expert group chose St James's Hospital as the best location for the new National Children's Hospital. Labour TD Alan Kelly remembers how much it was thought it would cost.
I was a junior minister when Eamon Gilmore and Enda Kenny set out about 400 odd million, 450 odd million.
It wasn't until 2015 that a 650 million euro planning application was submitted, and finally in April 2016, planners gave the go-ahead for the Dublin Aid site. Leo Varadkar, the then health minister, told RTE that short of an asteroid hitting the planet, the hospital would be built by 2020.
What could derail it at this stage?
Oh, nothing at this stage. We're now at long last beyond the point of no return. 650 million is provided for over the next number of years. That includes provision for VAT, inflation, and also a contingency cost in case something goes wrong. I got no rules, I
count them. Cut to April 2017, when the Cabinet finally signed off on a build that would be the length of Grafton Street and the size of Dundrum Town Centre. But now the price tag had risen again.
It's been confirmed that the cost of the new National Children's Hospital will be over 1 billion euro, more than 1.5 times the last estimate in 2014.
The board of the NPHDB appeared yesterday before the Oireachtas Health Committee, where it was confirmed that another 300 million would be needed to actually open the doors in 2022, meaning the cost of the taxpayer currently stands at 1.7 billion euro. That's 1, followed by a 7, and then 8 zeros.
And Aideen Finnegan is with me now in studio. What a great way to remind us of how we got to this point. Before we go into the health committee, is this hospital, I mean, I heard it being described yesterday as the most expensive of its kind anywhere in the world. Could that be true?
Well, yes, on the face of it, but the Department of Health will argue that actually when it's benchmarked internationally, it's working out on average. But as you heard, it's a massive development, so it was always going to be expensive. It's the size of the shopping centre in Dundrum. There'll be over 6,000 rooms. That'll include 317 individual bedrooms, no wards, overnight accommodation for parents so they can actually sleep in the room with their child if they don't leave them. Day beds as well, clinics, consultant suites, operating theatres, a research campus. That eventually means some children could take part in clinical trials. And there'll be school classrooms for the poor youngsters who have long stays in the hospital. A rooftop garden the length of Croke Park. So that's, you know, that it's really going to be an amazing facility. The satellite centres then will, for outpatient departments, will be at Connolly Hospital in Blanchardstown and Talla Hospital, and eventually the Coombe Maternity Hospital will move on site.
There was a lot of talk at the time when St James Hospital was chosen as the location, because others were saying, well, it should be on the M50 or Blanchardstown. Of course, it was originally supposed to be on the site of the matter. Remind us how James got it again.
So back in 2012, an expert group recommended St James's should get it because it's a level 4 adult teaching hospital. What does that mean? Essentially, it has a really wide range of clinical specialties. Connolly didn't have the range, so it was argued that if they put the children's hospital there, they'd have to spend huge amounts getting it on par with James's on top of the spend on the children's hospital.
Yet we found out that it has a price tag of 1.7 billion euros.
Yeah, absolutely massive. Now, there's loads of figures floating around, so I'm just going to try and keep it as simple as possible. Bear with me. So you heard Leo Varadkar there in the recap speaking in 2016 saying 650 million euro had been set aside, including VAT and allowing for inflation in construction costs. In April 2017, a year later, to much fanfare, the cabinet cleared the way for the build. But Simon Harris, the health minister, who had taken over at that point, said the price had gone up and they'd make no apologies for that because they'd added extra facilities and equipping, and that, you know, no apology would be made for the government making a significant investment. So we're around the billion mark now. I think that was 980 million. Are you with me, right?
Yes, there's a lot of figures.
So don't turn off now. I'm about to say the P word, procurement. Okay? There are obviously going to be building firms dying to win the contract to build this thing. A decision was taken to create a sort of bespoke procurement process that would happen in two stages. That's, you know, not the traditional route. Stage one was a contract to clear the site and build the underground part of the hospital. Stage two then would be to build the bit overground. So the underground part would be allowed to go ahead while they were still finalising the overground. That was the second contract.
Okay, so just explain it to a simple mind. So we started building it before with the final design locked down.
Yes. Now, we've all seen Room to Improve. You wouldn't let Dermot Bannon start building the ground floor of your house before you knew what the top floor was going to look like, right? But the justification was, it's international best practice. It's a less adversarial system, so you get collaboration between the stakeholders. You'd nail down the rates of 2016 prices because they'd be able to get going. And it would save 2 years in terms of delivering the hospital. So they're thinking, while we're working out the final design, we'll just get going on it now. So surprises then were things like fire regulations after Grenfell. They required a bigger sprinkling system on all the floors, a cost of 27 million. 21 million after engaging with the doctors about how the hospital should be equipped. And then there was money for the contractors because the scope had changed and construction inflation allegedly of 95%, to name but a few. So Tom Costello and Michael Harty were... Tom Costello is chairman of the Hospital Development Board, and you'll hear him first, then Clare TD Michael Harty.
We're deeply disappointed and acknowledge the very significant increases and the challenges these pose. There are lessons to be learned in relation to the wisdom of pursuing cost reductions on competitive tenders and ensuring the sufficiency of tender information, in particular mechanical and electrical services at tender stage. This would have ensured a more accurate prediction of actual quantities and costs at the tender stage, and to a large extent it would have reduced the underestimation of costs at stage one. With cost and programme certainty now achieved, our focus is on ensuring that all parties work safely and collaboratively and deliver a hospital of outstanding quality.
Could you explain to the committee why these overruns were not anticipated? Because expressing deep disappointment, I don't think, reflects the frustration and the anger of this committee in what has happened. Because we want to find out who is responsible for these failures. Because this is an unprecedented overrun in one of the largest infrastructural developments in Ireland, and it now is going to have one of the largest overruns. And the consequence is not just confined to the National Children's Hospital, but these cost overruns are going to have knock-on effects in all capital investment in our health service over the next number of years, including the National Maternity Hospital, the National Forensic Hospital, the National Rehabilitation Hospital, the building of elective-only hospitals as identified by Sláintecare, the primary care programme, the replacement of equipment which is necessary in all our hospitals.
OK, Okay, so an interesting exchange. What is the answer?
So Tom Costello says, I mean, it was a 4-hour committee, so there was a 4-hour answer, I suppose. But one of them was that we're in a climate of construction inflation of up to 100%. I heard two figures, 95% and 100%. So project director John Pollock also says that they knew they'd had 6,000 rooms, but the spec wasn't known. So here's Mr. Pollock engaging with Labour TD Alan Kelly.
When the user engagement piece that we set out day one in terms of getting on the site 2 years earlier than with a traditional procurement model was that we engaged with the users, we took typical rooms, and then but we didn't design all 6,000 rooms at that stage because that would have taken us a further 2 years. But we got prices for everything. So when our tenders came back in 2016, we had prices for all those pieces of equipment and IT points. But the quantities then increased through the detailed design development more than anticipated.
Are you saying effectively you got the price for the cables, but you didn't know how much of them you'd need?
That's it, and that's the nature of the two-stage.
That's the two-stage system I mentioned earlier, so the underground and overground component. And I was wondering, can you actually go ahead with a project like this without locking it down? And you can, basically, because general policy requires construction projects to be well defined prior to tender. The extent of the definition required depends on the scale and complexity associated with the project.
So we're going to build a thing, but we don't know what's inside the thing. We worry about that later.
I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, it's anyway, Fianna Fáil Stephen Donnelly is also on the committee. He said it's a catastrophic failure in the board's obligation to the state. And I caught up with him afterwards to discuss accountability.
To date, nobody has been held accountable. So I asked the board, when they appeared at committee, has anyone lost their job? We're talking about a contract or a project that's gone from 800 million to 1.4 billion without any additional beds or any additional services. So we're getting nothing extra for that 630 million. Has anyone lost their job over that? They said, no, not a single person has lost their job. I asked, has any commercial contract with anyone involved in this entire project been cancelled or revised because of this, in my opinion, epic failure of financial controls? And they said, no, not a single contract had been cancelled. In my view, if this were a purely private contract, the ultimate client, if they had been told that they needed to cough up 800 million and were now being told, actually, for nothing extra, in your building, you now need to cough up almost twice that. I'm pretty sure that people would lose their jobs, and I'm pretty sure that companies would have their contracts cancelled. But to date, there has been no accountability. What do we want now? What I am calling on Minister Harris to do is to have an independent risk assessment done immediately. So we're at 1.4 billion for the construction and an additional 300 million to open the doors. That brings us to 1.7 billion euro of taxpayers' money, of Irish people's money. Let's have a risk assessment to see, can this go up further? So it's great that the board are saying, no, the costs can't go up, but they've gone up so much that I would like an independent expert review on that.
And just to say on that accountability issue, when the board was asked about it, the chairman, Tom Costello, said there was no basis that anyone would lose their job or lose a contract. And I suppose that's because everything was set out here. You know, we were going to be allowed to define this stuff later.
They're following
exactly,
the process.
Exactly.
And we all know that we love a good process in this country. But now, to the nuts and bolts of this, the board is saying that is it. The cost will not increase any further.
Yeah. So now they're saying they have price certainty on it because this has been locked down. But and just to, I know there's a few figures out there. We're seeing 1.4 and 1.7. 1.4 is the construction, and that's what the board has remit over. The extra 300 million then is to actually open the doors to put computers on desks and you know, the ICT and what have you. I suppose not everyone's feeling very reassured, though, that they say they have price certainty now. The Economist Colin McCarthy believes it's such an egregious overrun that the Oireachtas committees aren't equipped to deal with it. And we need a sworn inquiry to find out exactly what's going on.
And I think the Commission of Inquiry route is better than Oireachtas committees. It's proven successful in various other things that have had to be inquired into in recent years. And the purpose should be to find out was anybody responsible for premature decisions before reliable cost estimates were available. Ultimately, I think there should be a statutory basis for public investment decisions, a statutory basis which made it clear that there are consequences for failures.
You think this overrun is serious enough to warrant a commission of investigation?
Yeah, not just because of the size and speed of it, but because it's a pattern. It's not the first one. There were big overruns on the various Lewis projects here in Dublin. There was a big overrun on the Port Tunnel. People have got used to it. People are sure it's always like that, sure. You know, these things always cost double what. But that's not acceptable. And it's particularly unfair to government ministers who've been asked to make decisions. Will you build a big project, a hospital or a university or whatever? It's going to cost X, and it costs twice X. And it's not as if the Minister for Health can root around in the sofa in his office and find £1 billion.
And again, ultimately, all of this comes back to the door of what is still Hawkins House, where the Department of Health is. They have been in touch with you. What have they said?
So they've sent a very lengthy statement. It's too long to read out, but they've said there will be an independent review beginning this month to look into the escalation of costs, the contributory factors and associated responsibilities, so any weaknesses can be resolved.
And bear in mind, not a block laid yet. They've just done the underground part so far. Okay, Aideen Finnegan, thank you for that very in-depth analysis of what is a very costly project.